to a person's house.
Well, that would be a private road. Uh-huh. If you, a road go to your house would be a private road.
Uh-huh. And from the barn out to the pasture.
That would be out to the pasture. Well, that would just be a little plantation road.
Uh-huh.
You call that a plantation road.
Mm-hmm. And a road in town would be a...
Well, you'd be, if you're in town, it would be a street.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be a road, would it?
Uh-huh. What about something along the side of the street for people to walk on?
Would be a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And...
Or a pavement. We could say a pavement.
Uh-huh. did you ever speak of a lane?
Oh, a lane. What you mean by lane? Now, you know, this heap of time is a heap of points in it. A lane can be going through, now heap people would say an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you see, you go through this lane here to go around to this house.
Mm-hmm.
Or some would call it an alley, going through the alley around that way.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It's a small road then?
Well, it can be a small road or can be a wide road you could drive your car in. And it could be a road you had to get out and leave your car and walk around through a
mm-hmm.
alley road.
Mm-hmm. And if you went up to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you'd say, I guess he's not...
at home.
And say if you were walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a...
rock and threw at him.
Okay. Any other words you'd use besides threw?
Well, I could say throwed. I could say chumped at him,
uh-huh.
or throwed.
uh-huh. And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run.
How'd you do that now?
If you went into town and saw someone that you hadn't been looking for, you'd
uh-huh.
say, this morning I just happened to run.
I just run across him.
Okay.
Just run up on him.
And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child...
or both the same.
What, her mother?
What, huh?
They named her...
both the same. Now, say it over again.
If your child is given the same name that,
same names.
That another relative of yours has, you say you named your child... what, your relative? You named the child...
Well,
say
if both child had the same name, you
no,
say.
No, say if you have a grandson and
uh-huh.
he's given your name,
uh-huh.
they would say
Junior
uh-huh.
or Senior, Junior.
Uh-huh. Well, if it's a girl and she's given the same name that her grandmother has,
uh-huh.
they ask, you know, well, why did you choose that name? And they say, uh-huh. well, we named her.
After her grandma.
Uh-huh.
I see. That's all right.
Okay.
He's pretty slick.
And when you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts,
uh-huh.
you call those the...
furrows, where you
okay.
throw furrows with your plow.
Uh-huh. When you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, he's down in the middle part of it. He's down in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
If he's walking in the fur, you see, he's in the low part. He's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the other one up on the high side, you say, well, he's on the high of the land.
Mm-hmm.
One's on the fur where the plow made, and the other one ain't.
Uh-huh. And when you're plowing with the horses, what you hold in your hand?
You hold lines and the handle, plow handle.
Uh-huh. And when you're riding on a horse?
You're holding them to the reins and sitting in a saddle.
And your feet are in the...
huh?
Your feet.
Or your feet's in a state. That's
uh-huh.
right.
And